We're here in the studio. I have a couple of guests with me. I have a former Benton County Commissioner running now for Port of Kennewick. It's Mr. Leo Bowman and also Andy Miller, Benton County Prosecutor. Thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. I know, again, coming up, we have on Saturday the Pancake Breakfast that you do annually. Tell us about it, Leo.
Well, this is a great event. We started some 9 years ago where the community comes together and provides everything we need to put on a pancake breakfast. And then the people come to the Pancake Breakfast, so every dime that they provide to us through donation, we don't charge, there's no fee. We've actually had a few free breakfasts, and that's great. Love to see the people. But SARC, Safe Harbor, they come out, and we provide the money back to them, and it's a great process. And we get about $5,000 a year, so it's great, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
I know you guys are having a great time when you're out there flipping those flapjacks. And who's better at it, you or Andy?
I think probably Andy, but I don't know.
Sheriff Steve Keene, who's one of our guest chefs, and the Richmond Police Chief Chris Skinner are actually great pancake chefs. And if you have kids, they'll make them Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, I can't believe they let you guys do any of the cooking. But they actually put it all together, and you guys just flip them on the grill, right?
We have one of our sponsors, Henry's Restaurant. Don Carger is he's there to make sure everything does a great job. And also the Benton Franklin County Mounted Posse, the Sheriff's Posse, they're used to doing a lot of outdoor cooking, and they're there with the grills. So we have people there who know what they're doing, and then we're just there to kind of have fun.
Nice. Yeah. Now, what inspired you, Andy, to get involved in something like this? Because I know it really does provide a lot of resources for the kids, doesn't it, in the long run?
We're raising money for two different charities. One is Safe Harbor, which includes the homeless teen shelter, My Friend's Place, and a crisis nursery, and also SARC that helps children who've been sexually abused. In my job, I work with a lot of kids who are abused and need help, and we only can do so much in the court system. So I like to do these charity events so we can help those kids in other ways.
That's nice. And it seems like every year there's a great crowd.
Well, every year we have about 500, more or less. You know, last year it tried to rain early on, and so people were a little bit slower coming out, but it finally quit, and so then they come out, and we still had pretty much 500. And each year we think, well, we're going to get a little bit more than 500, and so it creeps up, but it's great. You know, Andy talked about some of the volunteers, but one of the things that's really amazing about this is the elected official. Andy's been there every year. The sheriff has been there every year. The coroner comes every year and is now totally involved in it. Chief Hohenberg, he's not elected, but, you know, and so we have a great community support, as well as Andy mentioned, Henry's Restaurant and the Mounted Sheriff's Posse. So it's just a community that knows and understands and appreciates what these two organizations, SARC and Safe Harbor, do.
For our community, yeah.
And Faith, you need to take some of the credit, too, because one reason we like to do the radio show with you is when we do that, everyone always has Faith, there will be good weather.
I can't believe you really did threw that in there. I don't know if it's working, because if I remember last year, it did rain a little bit. But
it was done by 7:30, because we had faith.
Okay. So what time are things? When should people actually show up?
Well, we're going to be ready at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. You guys are early birds. Okay.
And we go until 11, though.
Until 11.
We probably have the most people get there between 9 and 10. But it's a steady stream between 7 and 11.
Okay. And what's an appropriate donation?
Oh, whatever needs.
Whatever you can.
Whatever you can.
Bring the kids, the family.
We've had as much as, I think it was a little over $1,000.
One year we had a woman came in for $1,000.
That's so neat.
But on the other hand, we have lots of people that give us $5.
Yeah.
And lots of people give us 10s and 20s and whatever.
That's so fun. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys just keep flipping those flapjacks. We'll see you out there Saturday morning. Now tell everybody where it is.
Jefferson Park on George Washington Way in the city of Richmond. There with the big green gazebo.
Yeah, hopefully everybody can crowd under that gazebo if it rains. But, you know, I've looked at the forecast.
It's not going to rain.
I think it's going to be good, actually. Saturday should be really, really nice.
Weather.
So
ridiculous.
That's great. And Leo, good luck in your upcoming election for Port of Kennewick. So very cool there.
Thank you.
And Andy, applause, kudos, pats on the back. You always do a great job as our prosecutors. So we appreciate you both. And we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Faith.
Bye-bye.